There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking, we're taking your phone calls right now, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Ann Blake Tracy in the next segment, so don't miss that. Subject is SSRI drugs, murder. Murder, ladies and gentlemen, and SSRI drugs. Let's go to Roger in Missouri. Now, Roger, you said you got something to fill out for veterans. Tell me what it was significant for.
Yes, it's about 10 pages long. It wants to know everything about you, your, what ethnic group you're in. It says during this one-time study visit that you got to go to, you got to provide a blood sample. They want to know how many brothers and sisters you got, if you was adopted. It's just very invasive. And it says that... you will be a national program will study how genes, lifestyle, and military exposures affect health and illness.
Okay, say the title again. Give me the title again.
It's the Million Veteran Program Baseline Survey.
And who was it put out by?
The VA. The VA, it's from R&D. That's a lot of it doesn't make sense, and a lot of the questions are very, everyday questions, but some of them are really, really wanting to get into what kind of genes you have. And it says you will be anonymous, but then it says they will follow you for the rest of the time you're alive, I guess.
Yeah, that's real anonymous. All right.
Right.
Are they going to require you to fill this out or not?
No, it says you can check a box, but they want you to send it back. I do not want to participate. I am unable to participate this time, but you may contact me in the future. And it says if you don't send something back in, they'll contact you again.
Wow, interesting. But it's anonymous. Well, I'll tell you what. I think I would pretty well say I just don't think I ever got it. And
that's what I want to warn veterans. I wouldn't fill this out because I'm sure a lot of veterans got this.
That's the way the VA covers and follows you the rest of your life. That's why they have VAs. And I'm telling you, it's to cover the experiments that they did. Hey, thank you very much, Roger. I appreciate your letting the vets know about that, but that's coming. Let me go to Dave in Indiana. Dave in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Riley?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes?
I sat in front of your desk in 1981, and I want to know how common it would have been. You were just filling out paperwork and general stuff, and it was kind of noisy in there, but I do remember your voice that day, and I want to know how common it would have been for a sailor in salt and pepper uniforms to sit in front of your desk in 1981.
1981?
Yes.
Where was that?
I don't remember. I was blindfolded and took there.
What?
to get treatment, and then they took me back. And then I was just thrown back
minute.
In the barracks. Yeah, I'm
Wait
not
a
making
minute.
This up.
Well, you didn't see me in 1981. You didn't see me in 1981. I wasn't in the military then.
You sure?
Well, I was in the reserve, but I was flying as a flight nurse. I never had a desk, ever.
Okay,
ever.
And it couldn't have been.
No,
man, I know
thank
it
you.
Was your voice.
Well, it wasn't me, because I was on an airplane if I was doing anything in the military. Hey, thank you very much, Dave, for the phone call. Appreciate that. Scott, do we have any more callers? Okay, we got the guest, and we're going to be talking to Dr. Ann Blake Tracy in this next hour. Dr. Ann Blake Tracy is probably one of the most outspoken experts on the issue of SSRI drugs, antidepressants, and homicide, murder, etc. She's been following this for years. She wrote the book Prozac or Pandora. And unfortunately, it's out of print. But we're going to have her join us in this next hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. There are a couple of websites that are absolutely outstanding when it comes to following the drug treatment with the SSRI drugs. These two websites, I mean, these are so important that you have for anybody that is taking these drugs. Drugawareness.org, drugawareness.org, and SSRIstories.com. SSRIstories.com. And those are being done by Ann Blake Tracy. Ann has been serving as executive director of the International Coalition for Drug Awareness for about 20-plus years. She's been working on the adverse reactions for serotonergic medications, antidepressants like Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Luvox, Effexor, Celexa, Lexapro, Cymbalta, Pristiq, Cerzone, and Afrinil. And the diet pills Fen-Phen and Redux. She has been working to try and expose the incredible side effects and, of course, the deaths and as a result and horrible things that have happened as a result of the use of these pills. She testified since 1992 as an expert witness in Prozac and other SSRI-related court cases. Her book was published in 91, but it's out of print now. And I thank Ann Blake Tracy for joining us. Thank you so much, Ann, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thanks, Joyce. The book is available in ebook from our website.
Oh, it
website.
Is. In ebook, okay, at your website, drugawareness.org. It's available on ebook, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's now, an updated 2014 issue.
Perfect, perfect. Now, what was it that started your interest in this subject? Were you a psychologist already? Were you in school? What was it that brought about your attention and drew you to the SSRI drugs?
Well, it actually caught my attention was a couple of friends whose lives started falling apart, and both were asking me questions about their medication. They were both on Prozac. Neither of them knew each other, but neither of them were drinkers, but both became alcoholic almost overnight, and that really caught my attention.
I've not heard that.
I heard the fear in their voice as they were asking me questions about the drug, and I thought, you know, I really should follow up on this. So I went by a pharmacy and asked for a package insert, and there it was, hypoglycemia. And I'd known for years that alcoholism was hypoglycemia. So I knew that the drug was dropping their blood sugar and causing them to crave alcohol. And so that was the first thing that I saw. And then I watched the one start having seizures. And then she was thrown in a psych ward. And I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on? You know, so it was personal. I just watched people close to me. And then it just expanded. They were all around me. And I thought, whoa, somebody needs to do something about this, because as far as I'm concerned, hypoglycemia is one of the worst diseases that the world's ever seen. Because you can't think straight to know what to do for yourself when the sugar level drops, because your brain can't function.
Wow. Now, when was the advent of the first SSRI drug, which was Prozac, fluoxetine? When was that drug placed on the market?
It was approved the end of 87, December of 87.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising that it's gone back that far and they've been able to get away with all the adverse reactions all this time. I mean,
they did studies for 20 years.
So the studies were not released?
Not even to the FDA.
Okay. I want you to explain, what is an SSRI drug, what does it do to the body, and why is it we get these crazy reactions from things like Prozac, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, Zyprexa, whatever. All these drugs, Concerta, whatever. What is it that these drugs do to the body? What is an SSRI drug?
Well, it's a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. There's nothing really very selective about them, but they're designed to target serotonin so that the serotonin is blocked from being metabolized the way that it's supposed to be, so it'll start to build up in the brain. And what they did is they convinced everyone that when you're depressed, you're low on serotonin. According to the research, that's the exact opposite of the truth, but that's what they've been able to get the world to believe. In fact, they're starting to come out with studies now saying, oh, this may be backwards.
Oh, really?
I'm going, okay, I tried to tell you that 25 years ago, but no, they've known for decades, research has shown that when you impair serotonin metabolism, which is exactly how these drugs work, you produce migraines, hot flashes, pains around the heart, difficulty breathing, worsening of bronchial complaints, tension and anxiety that just appear from out of nowhere, depression, suicide, especially very violent suicide, violent crime, hostility, arson, substance abuse, so see there's that craving for alcohol, psychosis, mania, organic brain disease, that does mean brain damage, which I testified to Parliament in Denmark 2 years ago, autism, anorexia, in fact, your chances of having an autistic child if you're taking one of these is 3 to 4 times higher. That's what studies
have
shown. Anorexia, reckless driving, road rage, Alzheimer's, impulsive behavior with no concern for punishment, and argumentative behavior, which is probably why so many end up divorced on these drugs, and I call them the divorce pills.
Wow.
Destroyed more families than they have actually causing suicides. But
all right, so what does it do then? Does it keep the serotonin? And what? Tell the listeners what serotonin is.
Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that naturally exists in the brain. 90% of it exists in the gut because the main function of serotonin is constriction of smooth muscle tissue, which keeps your bowels moving. But you don't want constriction of muscle tissue all over the body. I've got massage therapists who say that the minute they put their hands on someone, they can tell if they're on an antidepressant because their muscles are just as tight as they can be.
Hmm. All right. So what does it do to that serotonin? If it blocks the reuptake of the serotonin, what happens?
The metabolism of serotonin. When serotonin is metabolized, it turns into things like melatonin that helps you to sleep, which is why you can't sleep on an antidepressant.
Okay. So you are then keeping the serotonin from being metabolized.
Right.
So it's gain. What does it do? Gang up in the brain then?
Right. You end up with an excess of serotonin, which you also don't want to do. If you go to our website at drugawareness.org, go down on the right-hand side below where you see a picture of my book, there's a study at the bottom called Mutant Mice, Key to Human Violence and Excess of Serotonin. And they talk about these mice that were genetically engineered in an experiment that went horribly wrong. And what happened is they were born without the MAO enzyme. The MAO enzyme is what metabolizes serotonin. So because they lack this enzyme, they were not able to metabolize serotonin, which should be the end result of using an antidepressant. And as a result, with these mice, they were the most violent creatures the researchers had ever seen. They were just shocked. That's why they did studies to find out what on earth was different about these mice. Because they could not believe the violence. And we wonder where all the violence in our society is now.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any question about that, the results of that. But what happens is the serotonin builds up in the body. And then what causes the violence? Is it the buildup of serotonin that's not able to be naturally metabolized?
Yes.
So it builds up, and then the person is driven to rage, to murder, suicide?
Right.
Okay, but not every
person.
There was a
case in Wyoming back in 2001. It went to court. This was an elderly man, the mild-mannered guy. He had taken only 2 Paxil. So after his second dose, he got up the following morning, shot his wife, daughter, infant, granddaughter, and then himself.
Mm.
The jury in that case ruled that those 2 pills were the main cause of that tragedy. And that was after hearing the drug company expert testify that according to his own research, when you impair the metabolism of serotonin, you produce impulsive murder and suicide. In fact, what you just saw south of you last week.
South of me last week. Oh, yes, yes. All right, but then why is it, and I mean, if we were to say A equals B and B equals C, if buildup of serotonin causes murder, then why is it that buildup of serotonin from those that take all these drugs, not all of them commit murder? Why is that?
Well, they may. Okay, 7 to 10% of the population we know genetically do not inherit the ability to metabolize these drugs. So there's part of it.
Okay, let's come back from the break and talk about that. 7 to 10% of the people are not able to metabolize those drugs. We'll be back with Ann Blake Tracy after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, drugawareness.org, SSRIstories.com. We'll be right back. This is Joy Schreiber.
the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Everybody knows someone who's on these drugs. Everybody knows someone who's on these drugs, whether you realize it or not. And we're talking to Dr. Ann Blake Tracy about the use of these drugs on people, the reactions of the drugs. And you said that 7 to 10% of the people cannot metabolize these drugs. What is the percentage, Ann, of people who have reactions to these drugs or complications to these drugs? Do we know that?
No, we don't have any idea. Nobody's tracking that.
Do we have any idea how many people are taking these drugs in the United States?
Oh, last I heard, it was anywhere between 10 and 20%. depending on the part of the country that you're in.
And I know the military is one of the largest purchasers of these drugs, and something like 30% of the troops before they are deployed, are placed on these drugs.
Right. They're telling them they need them if they're going to go over.
Right. It's so that you can fend off getting PTSD, which in reality makes them more violent and more aggressive.
They cause PTSD, though.
Right.
Because they interfere with your sleep. They produce nightmares, the horrifying nightmares that I mentioned that comes with the elevated serotonin. So they've got PTSD before they even go if they give them these.
Yes, and I think a concern is the occupational use of these drugs. I know such a large percent. I've been told at times, I don't know if you would agree with this or not, that 50% of the medical profession is on these drugs, at least one of them. And also the police officers, law enforcement, which is scary.
Right. I know. And I've heard both. In fact, with doctors, I've heard up to 75%.
Wow.
I know they're the largest single group I've got facing charges on these drugs or dying on the drugs.
But don't they then realize, oh my goodness, there's side effects here, I need to get off of it and then not give them to my patients any longer?
Wouldn't that be nice? Apparently they can't think clearly enough on the drugs to understand that.
Well, that is interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah, because we just had... hopefully you got a case that I sent you late last night. Fort Hood, they had another one.
Yes, yes.
And his wife was a pharmacist tech. So if she's a pharmacy tech, you know she's into the meds. And here he was in the military. It wouldn't surprise me at all to find out that he was definitely on these when he shot the two neighbors and then his wife and himself.
Yeah, he killed, his wife, his son, was it?
No, two neighbors.
Oh, two neighbors, okay.
Two neighbors, yeah. And there's another one in East Texas that I think involved the drugs, too, but I haven't been able to get hold of anybody yet on that case either. He killed his wife, but he stabbed her in the neck because he'd learned when he was in the military that if you stab them in a certain spot in the neck, then they can't scream.
Whoa.
And he just automatically did that, but he didn't remember. He thought he stabbed her once. Instead, he stabbed her 29 times.
You know, 29 is a number that we hear about a lot. I think that Jodi Arias stabbed her boyfriend 29 times. I mean, what is this with 29? And
I've got one lady that stabbed her husband 200 times.
Oh.
On Paxil. She was given probation for it, though.
Wow. These are the most vicious types of murders. These are the most horrendous types of murders. This is not somebody who just says, you know, they take a gun and they shoot them once and they're dead in the head. You know, this is it's not the MO for murders. I mean, a lot of these murders, they don't even realize they've done the murder. Let's talk about some of the things that you are finding that are sort of, relevant in almost every case that you see. What kinds of things are you seeing?
Well, a lot of them will happen in the middle of the night or early morning hours, like at least before noon, when you would expect someone to be asleep, because someone that has sleep issues given these drugs, of course, would be more prone to this. You can end up with the REM sleep behavior disorder. They've found that 86% of the cases they're diagnosing with that are people currently taking an antidepressant, even though in the past it was always known as a drug withdrawal state. Nobody's bothered to check yet to see in withdrawal how many people are going into this REM sleep behavior disorder.
Okay. We've got a 3-minute break.
Where you act out nightmares in a sleep state.
Act out nightmares. Oh, my gosh. How disgusting. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Ann Blake Tracy. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 33 minutes after the hour. Please support the Power Mall. And the way you do that is by calling the Power Mall. And if you have unlimited minutes, please call 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. And the garden seeds are on special now. The organic garden seeds, please buy from the good guys. We've got 42 varieties of open-pollinated GMO-free heirloom seeds. They are on sale at the Power Mall now. We have the basic starter package, the greens package, and that's the one we use in the greenhouse and have all winter long get to have greens. Also, the greenhouse book. We have that. And then we've got like 50 or 60 books on gardening. Some really excellent ones on herbal antibiotics, growing your own herbal antibiotics, making your own herbal mixtures and your own herbal vinegar, making your own pickles and relishes, preserving food without freezing or canning. I love that book. And uses of wild plants. All available at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 573-378-6049. We're talking to Ann Blake Tracy today about SSRI drugs, antidepressants, Prozac, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, some of the most well-known of those drugs. And what is probably the most problematic drug that's on the market today that you see more problems than any other SSRI drug? Any particular one?
Wow. That's hard to say. There's so many Zoloft cases, but FXR is a nasty one, which would make Pristiq a really nasty one, too. Cymbalta, no. They're all so bad.
Really? So there's
Well, they all work the same way. They just sort of change the name, you know.
Uh-huh. That's really terrible. They come out with new names, new improved commercials, and you're supposed to buy into it, yeah.
Well, look at Brisdale. They just put that out for menopause. And what's Brisdale? Paxil with a new name.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And here they're prescribing it for menopause because they're afraid of breast cancer with the hormones that they were giving before. And with Paxil, they already did studies showing you get a 7 times greater chance of breast cancer.
Wow.
Go figure with that one. Marketing can do anything, huh?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And that's one of the biggest problems is they allowed the marketing, the advertising of these drugs in 97. So once that started, you can't get any information out in the mainstream press at all because they're all taking advertising money.
I got an email from someone here who said that Effexor was the absolute worst that they took.
That's nasty.
Mm-hmm. And
really nasty and very hard to get off of.
And says, I'm grateful I was never homicidal, but I was suicidal on all four of the different drugs that she was taking. The scariest was going off of Effexor when I truly believe the Lord use my blindness to keep me alive because in my most irrational moments, I would have attempted suicide with the multiple prescription drugs of another household member, but could not read the labels on the bottles. Unbelievable. She is blind.
That was the problem with Andrea Yates. She was in withdrawal from Effexor because they had just dropped her dose he had her on 1.5 times the maximum dose of Effexor and dropped her down to the maximum dose. So she was down half of the dose of what she was.
You know, this is
50 milligram drop, which you can't do.
No, I remember the Gulf War veterans. Now, when I was working with the Gulf War veterans, you were doing this, and I was thinking, man, I had some stories, but boy, you had some stories, believe me. And you got involved with these people very closely on learning their stories and what happened in their families and all. But I remember us talking about this, and the vets, I know at one time, were starting off by shaving off with a razor blade, one shave. And then the next day they would do 2 shaves off of the pill with a razor blade just to be able to titrate it down enough to where they could be able to get off the drugs.
A little easier with a metal fingernail file.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's probably true. But,
always recommended.
Wow. That is just incredible, though.
They're so strong. I helped a doctor's wife come down off Paxil, and she weaned. The way that you're supposed to wean, just shaving a little at a time. But she had to carry a pill with her for quite a while just to lick it occasionally.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the withdrawal was so bad.
And people don't realize how strong these things are. They don't realize it. Now,
especially doctors don't get it. Oh, you can quit. Just quit.
And then there's another problem, which is they start taking multiple prescriptions or numerous, you know, polypharmacy using more than one of these drugs. What is the most that you've ever heard?
Military. Whoa.
Uh-huh.
They're putting them on up to 20 drugs at a time. It's unbelievable.
Oh. Now, I have found that in the vets that I have been working with, the ones that had the worst reactions to the SSRI drugs were also taking a statin drug. Have you seen that happening?
No. I haven't
noticed. You haven't
seen
the combination. Okay.
I haven't noticed. But I know anybody that's got a substance abuse problem, of course, is going to have worse reactions as well. Like Bill Shannon, he only lasted maybe 2 weeks before he took his life on Prozac.
Wow.
Which he was told was only a mineral he was missing in his brain. It wasn't a chemical because he didn't want to take a chemical.
That is amazing.
And then Robin Williams, with a substance abuse problem. These stupid substance abuse treatment people just make me absolutely furious the way they hand these drugs out like candy. Because they may as well just give them a gun and a coffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me go back to the statin drug for just a second, because, you know, on the issue of the statin drug and the combination of these two together, is it that you don't think that you've talked to people that were on the statin drugs, or you never asked, were they on a statin drug also?
Well, I generally ask all the drugs that they're on, but I probably wouldn't have noted that much that it was a statin. Although, you know, if they're on a statin, of course, it's going to... You don't want to take the cholesterol down because it's going to affect the brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's just something that I have noticed, is that they all seem to be on both of those drugs. Now,
it could be because the antidepressant increases the cholesterol like crazy. They end up with high cholesterol.
Okay. Let me ask you this. How far have we come down the road to be able to ask for or require a forensic autopsy, including the drugs, to be discussed or to be revealed that people were taking?
Well, we've got our database of cases. There's about 5,000 up there now. And there is a study that came out several years ago using our database of cases titled Selective Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitors, More Risk Than Benefit. And he talks about the way that they're causing so much violence and suicide both. I mean, the FDA is supposed to rule on risk to benefit, and yet these studies that were hidden for 20 years showed that there's no more benefit to these drugs than a placebo.
Wow.
And yet they admit that there's risk for suicide and homicide. Where's the risk to benefit ratio other than down the toilet?
How young do we see these drugs being given to children?
Well, I don't know if you remember the chiropractor that participated in a press conference with you and I back in the 90s out in California. He reported to me that he had helped a family whose one-month-old baby had been put on Zoloft for all the symptoms of colic.
1 month baby. 1 month old baby for colic?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. I mean, was that a physician that did that?
What does?
Or a psychiatrist that did that?
I think it was a physician.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't take a 1 month old baby to a psychiatrist, I hope. We're not that far along yet.
I hope. You know, in the military now, it's about 93% of the children that go to see a child therapist in the military, 93% of them now are placed on these drugs.
They're really going after the kids.
They are.
If they get them on an addictive drug, they've got them for life.
Mm-hmm.
However long that happens to be once they put them on these.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we're going to be talking about the Andrea Yates case in the next hour with her attorney, because there have been some things that have taken place in that case. And that was the biggest shock that people got. But yet they handled it from the standpoint of, oh, she was just a crazy woman, and she was just into, she was, you know, postpartum depression and, you know, all the excuses. Did her husband, do you think, ever understand that the drugs did it to her?
Oh, yeah. Rusty knows.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
He tried
to say it whenever he could appear on TV, but, you know, when they edit out what you said, it's pretty hard to do that. But they caught him live on Oprah once, and he was able to get that out.
Oh, good.
That he knew it was the drugs. And Rusty and I had a long talk one day where we were talking about the REM sleep behavior disorder, and he said this was clearly Andrea's worst nightmare. those children were everything to her. Everything. Wow. She quit her nursing career so that she could spend mm-hmm. all the time with the kids. So
yeah, he has remarried now, and I think
right.
had children, hasn't he?
Yeah, they have a little boy. Darling, little
even,
boy.
I don't know how you get over or move on or have closure over something like what happened to him and losing five children. I just don't think there's any way to do that at all. But he has been an amazing, stalwart person to move on past that. Just incredible.
He's set an amazing example for any husband in that position, I think. He knew enough to stand by his wife. He knew it was not something that she would have done.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it's just a shame that the intervention did not come earlier and he did not see it earlier. That's what we want
right.
to do now, is help people to see this now and stop it now.
Joyce, there was a case in Pennsylvania that involved a Fexer where the husband killed his wife, her daughter, both of her parents, and himself. I called to report that case. You might be interested in that.
Okay.
And so I called the Effexor manufacturer, and I said, I've got an adverse reaction I need to report. So she came back and said, okay, and the reaction was, and I said, mass murder, suicide. She said, mass murder, suicide? Okay, just a minute. And you heard some papers rustle, and then she said, patient name. I said, Michael Burgess. She said, Michael Burgess, did you know that his wife worked right here in this office with us?
Oh, my word.
Yeah. I said, you mean to tell me that she sat there right by you taking adverse reaction reports on Effexor day in and day out, and she didn't see this coming in her own husband soon enough to save her life? The life of her daughter, her parents, or his? She said, I guess not.
That's incredible. What a coincidence. I mean, I'm so glad you made that phone call.
You don't see it. I mean, here she was dealing with that every day, and she didn't see it.
Other than you, a few psychiatrists out there, like Dr. Bregan, a CCHR, there are very few people that are dealing with this issue. Very few. And it just blows my mind that so few people can be doing the work that needs to be done to expose the detrimental effects of these drugs.
Oh, it's incredible when there's so much damage to our entire society. I mean, we haven't even started to talk about how they affect you sexually so that people can't carry on a family or a relationship or have kids or... It's destroying us in so many different ways that it blows me away. And then, like I said, the increase in autism. Take Utah, for example. Utah has four times the rate of autism.
Really?
Yeah, and yet they've led the way in the use of antidepressants.
You talk about statistically significant, and yet no one's doing any kind of study or epidemiology or looking at.
I cannot get anyone in the state of Utah to even cover that.
Whew.
They won't discuss it. Why? Probably because they're all getting so much advertising money from the drug makers. That they're saying, look, we don't really need some more lawsuits. You don't want to bring this up.
Well, it's been said that the Mormon population has moved into the SSRI drugs as opposed to doing the drinking or drugs.
Oh, that's
Is that correct?
Made up by a bunch of psychiatrists trying to bury the fact that they've just loaded the state with drugs.
But what percentage
because alcohol actually causes depression.
Okay, but what percentage
doesn't even fit?
What percentage of Utah is Mormon?
I don't know. I think it's around 50% at this point.
Oh, okay. But then the majority.
But then people leave their churches when they start on these drugs. So.
Oh, really?
Maybe it was higher before.
And I'm not trying to pick on the Mormons. I mean, it's just been said.
No, go ahead. I'm all for it. I'm Mormon. Go for it.
No, no, I've seen...
Somebody needs to, because they shouldn't be doing these drugs, period. They have a health code. They should know better. They're not supposed to drink alcohol or coffee or tea or use tobacco. But they're using these extremely powerful mind-altering drugs.
Mm.
Where's the disconnect there?
Mm-hmm. What about the murder-suicide rate of Utah? Is it consistent?
I haven't checked it. I just keep tracking the cases, and they've got a lot of them.
The individual cases. All right, we're going to be back after this 3-minute break with Ann Blake Tracy. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and spreading the information. Ann Blake Tracy is our guest today. She has been outspoken for 20-plus years on the subject of these drugs. And you said there's a video that will kind of change people's lives that they could see. Where is this video?
Right, it's on the front page of drugawareness.org. If you go down to the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little picture of Eric and Dylan in the Columbine cafeteria. And right next it says, "Why I Took a Gun to School."
Hmm.
How
okay.
I almost became Adam Lanza or Eric Harris.
Okay, so this is
the only school shooter I know of who spoke out. So if you click that link, it'll take you to a video of him talking about what happened to him.
All right. Tell me what you know about Sandy Hook. Anything related there that we need to know about?
Yeah, I posted something on Sandy Hook. I think it was this last summer, where the state attorney general came out and said, it was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard, well, we don't really want to tell the public whether or not Adam Lanza was taking an antidepressant, because if we do, they may not take their antidepressants.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm.
A lot like Virginia Tech, the way that they hid that one for so long.
Well,
they suddenly found his records in, what was it, 2 years later, they found the records in a doctor's home office.
The Virginia Tech killer?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, there's some question about who he was anyway. I mean, you know, the idea of Manchurian candidate comes up all the time. Were these guys created for these positions? Were they groomed for these? Did the government have a handle in doing this? You know, that happens all the time because people are not trusting any longer. I mean,
they need to watch Corey's video with him talking about what happened to him, and I think they can see how easily these things can happen. They don't need to go to that much work to do a Manchurian candidate thing anymore.
That's
all they got to do is hand them one of these drugs.
Wow, that is true. Let me open up the phone lines. If there's anybody out there that has a burning question that might be on the drugs, that might know someone on the drugs, we give no medical advice. Remember, this is for your educational and entertainment purposes only. But give us a call at 855-995-6923. We're only going to be able to take a couple of phone calls for Ann Lake
Tracy.
Whatever
you do, do not abruptly change your dose or try to come off of these drugs without knowing what you're doing. I do have a CD that tells you how to come off them safely. You've got to be very, very careful.
Okay, and how do they get this CD?
It's on our website at drugawareness.org.
Okay, go to drugawareness.org.
Also, the database is ssristories.net. Remember to put the .net.
.net?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you go to SSRIstories.net, you can pull up cases according to state, according to the drug they were on, whatever it is that you want to find out about it, and then you can find out what happened. You've got the article documenting the fact that they were on the meds. So
okay.
A lot of attorneys can use that in their court cases, too.
Okay, let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Mike in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Ann Blake Tracy.
Hi, Joyce, and hi to your guest. My question, which is kind of belaboring the obvious, but I just wanted her opinion on it.
All right, hold for the break. We've got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back, and we will get your question after this 1 minute, 10 second break. That's all we're going to be gone at the Power Hour. Guest is Ann Blake Tracy. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. SSRI depressant, antidepressant drugs. Really depressant drugs. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.